Well, you know what our little line's ringing there? We have some Ozzy Osbourne. This is a guy alleging that Ozzy Osbourne's been calling the hotline. And I talked to him about 10 minutes ago. The guys told me they were talking to Ozzy, and I got on the phone, and it was a guy with a bad British accent. Claiming to be Ozzy. We went on the site. They're in North Carolina right now. And we asked him, where are you? And he said he was in North Carolina. Oh, wait, there he is. Ozzy?
Hey, it's in. I'm going to put Ozzy through. Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Thanks.
He's on 332 if you want to pick it up.
Sure,
okay.
We will.
Okay.
You want to grab
She's
that?
Send it back.
Oh, she does. This could be Ozzy.
Yeah.
It could be a bad impersonator.
How unbelievably exciting is this?
Oh, this is huge.
I really, really, really do not think this is Ozzy. If you didn't notice, I'm quite loaded with biographical information.
Yeah, you have quite a stack there.
Hey, where'd Ozzy go?
Maybe
if she cut off Ozzy, there's going
to
be a big trouble around this building.
If it's really him, though, he'll be that slow.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It would take him extra long to ring.
Yeah.
I mean, he was on the phone, right?
Part of his act.
Oh, to, like, accidentally hang up?
Keep you waiting.
Hi.
Yeah, what happened to Ozzy?
He's on 332.
You have to ring him through.
Yeah.
We can't pick up
okay.
him here. Thanks.
All right, I'll ring him through. Okay.
Thanks.
It wasn't Ozzy's fault.
Trudy, this is allegedly Ozzy Osbourne is calling us for no apparent reason.
No way.
Yeah, I know. It's the strangest thing. Ozzy?
No, you know, I talked to this funny bloke named Ron in my...
Wait,
okay. There's dump number one. That would
yeah.
be
okay. So not Ozzy.
Ozziness
is such a bad impersonation.
Wait, Ozzy, seriously, is that you?
So I'm just trying to grab lunch, man. I'm in bloody Birmingham. I'm supposed to be.
Hey, Ozzy? I'm
supposed to be in Pittsburgh, man.
No, Ozzy.
Birthday.
I just want to tell you something.
What's that, man?
Happy birthday.
What do you mean, happy birthday, man?
Today's your birthday. It's not Ozzy. Today's your birthday.
Hello, bloody day, man. Give me a second. Hello?
It's Ozzy's birthday, and he doesn't even know it.
He knows that bloody birthday, man. It's not a bad idea. It's not today, man.
It's this week. It's this week. It's Ozzy's birthday is this week. It's not actually today. Tell him it's this week, not today.
Oh my God. Where can I take him and be back at Pontiac Airport by 4? That would be fun.
Put him back on the phone. Put him back on the phone.
Just watch what you say, Ozzy.
Oh, yeah.
He would never put him back.
Oh, the phone will bloody day, man.
Ozzy.
Yeah.
Your birthday is this week. It's not actually today. I just want to wish you a happy birthday this week, okay?
All right.
Yeah. Right. It's,
by the way, how old are you going to be?
What does that matter, man? I'm in town. I'm supposed to be in Pittsburgh. I just want to see some boobies, man.
Yeah. You just want to see some boobies.
Yeah. Okay. Go to Trump's. Yeah. They'd love to see you today. Actually, I feel bad sending him somewhere.
Yeah. Wait, yeah, really. They don't deserve that.
He's got some limo driver outside running up a huge tab thinking he's driving Ozzy Osbourne around. What's that, Ozzy?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Your birthday's December 3rd, by the way, for the next station.
Well, tell me when my birthday is. I'm fucking in town for a week, you know?
Boy, that is the worst impersonation.
Really? Yeah. Get into
the. I think I've never heard that.
Yeah. Just stammering.
I'm like on a wheel. I did.
Ozzy?
Excuse me, who's this?
It's Drew.
Drew, okay. Well, our apologies. Basically, the interview's over, and I apologize.
you guys are terminating the interview?
Oh, that's a shame.
What's going on?
Who do you work for?
I work for Viacom, okay? I'm not...
Viacom?
Viacom with MTV.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
That makes total sense.
We're trying to help him. He just seems like he's really upset about something. Did you get him up too early, or has he been up all night?
Whatever the case is, I don't know what happened to Ozfest, but he met somebody that told him to call Mike because he'd tell him where to go to lunch if he was ever here on schedule.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Why is he in town, by the way? Is he in a layover?
Well, yes and no. Okay, we were in Pittsburgh 3 days ago, and he had to lay off with the president thing. the travel was all screwed up because in and out of Pittsburgh. We were in New Jersey, then Pittsburgh, then this. We got to go to Raleigh this afternoon evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got tour schedule in front of him.
You got that one sheet of paper.
And then you're going to West Palm Beach, right?
Pardon me?
Then you're going to West Palm, right?
I think Tampa's after. I don't know. We go to two places in Florida.
Yeah, Tampa and then West Palm. He corrected me.
He's right.
I'm not part of that. All I had to do was coordinate like 3 days of somebody wanted to do something different than what was planned.
Hey, by the way, the new song for the dog show, have you heard it?
No, I don't know. Like I said, you know?
Are you his manager?
I'm not his manager. But
What are you? Who are you? What do you do for him?
My name is Scott, and that's all you need to know. But I kind of sort of.
People that work for famous people that work for famous people like to keep it a secret.
Yeah, publicists
often know. They hate people to know they work for famous people. It's just I don't know. The public, nobody's ever impressed by it.
Whatever.
They hold it against them.
The show, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, what advice does he want?
Mike? Who?
I don't know.
you talk to a roadie.
Seems to be some confusion.
Okay, some kind of problem. I think your phone's about to disconnect or something. That was crazy.
Crying out loud.
That was so bad. Well, that was the worst.
Just horrible.
One, two, three. Let's go out to the party. Let's go out to the
What a big story. I think we were on vacation when this happened. This was the biggest deal in Chicago. It's like, what did you expect? You thought he was going to sing the right words or something?
I know it. How could he be so clueless? I mean, it's Ozzy.
Ted Nugent seems to, as an opinion, fine. I don't agree with the way he goes out and kills wildlife for no reason at all, you know. But I don't spout up about him. I respect him.
Boy, if I could, I can tell you, I try to be sympathetic about people's kids, because you know how people feel about their kids, but I cannot stand his kids. If I see Jack Osborne one more time, I just want this kid eliminated.
No, both of those kids drive you nuts.
I have another good idea. I want someone to run for office, and I want them to come up with public eye licenses. You have to apply for a license to be in the public eye.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. And public there has to be an expiration date.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
No matter who it is, because it's got to come up for review occasionally.
Because Jack Osborne, I want him out of the public eye so bad. Yeah. I know how much it means to him.
Wouldn't it be great if that's what you'd say, and then you'd say to them, like, I'm sorry, man, you just weren't renewed.
Yeah, your public eye license has not been renewed.
That'd be great.
In 6 years.
Yeah.
Well, Trudy, take it away. What's going on?
Is it still a war? And can he win it? Somebody asked George Bush yesterday.
We will not tire. We will not falter. And we will not fail. We will win the war on terror.
That was him right after 9/11. This is him yesterday.
I don't think you can win it, but I think you can create conditions so that those who use terror as a tool are less acceptable in parts of the world. Let's put it that way.
Trudy, now George Bush is on the hotline.
Oh, really?
George, Mr. President?
Yes, George Bush.
How you doing, Mr. President?
Heard you guys talking about me. I was in town yesterday, and I know how much Mike loves flying, and I'm flying out, so I figured he'd want to talk some shop.
He's going to be off the air in a couple minutes. Should we have him call you?
Yeah, please, and I appreciate you guys supporting me, and I heard what you said earlier, and don't worry, I won't be back to the state anytime soon.
Oh, well, you'll be getting my vote, because whoever comes here the least gets my vote.
All right, bring it on.
I'm totally hip. Right.
I'm bringing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Your daughters are hot.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good genes right there, buddy.
Okay. Boy, Bush being real hip, appealing to the hipper audience.
All right.
I'll talk to your pilot soon.
Out.
Thank you, sir.
I'll see you on TV Thursday.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
He's got a big speech he's working towards.
That sounded just exactly like him.
I cannot believe all these famous people. I mean, out of the blue, two of them in 5 minutes.
What about Schwarzenegger? Because he's going to be speaking at the convention tonight with Laura Bush.
Schwarzenegger could easily call.
Yeah, but he's on the phone with Granholm right now, so, you know.
Mike, is someone else on the phone?
I don't know if this is real or not.
Who is it allegedly?
Some guy saying he's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, my God.
The governor's got nothing better.
Hello?
Good morning.
Arnold!
Yeah.
How are you doing?
How are you?
We're great, thank
man.
You. Is there something we can do for you?
Yes.
What would that be?
Stop whining.
I didn't think we were whining.
I didn't think so either.
Detective John Kimball.
No, wait, are you in the next role?
Do you work? Do you work in some police capacity or?
I'm a cop, you idiot.
I thought you were the governor and a bodybuilder.
Yes.
I know a lot about your family, but I don't think it's funny. As much as I've asked about your family, I don't think you've ever asked me about anything about my family.
Who is your daddy?
Yes. Anything else you want to know?
What does he do?
He's retired, actually.
You son of a...
Arno, do you think your wife is ugly?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Could she stand to put on some weight?
Yeah.
Now, you're going to speak, is it Wednesday?
Yeah.
At the Republican convention?
No, tonight. You're on tonight.
Oh, is it tonight?
Yeah, Arnold.
Arnold?
Arnold.
Oh, we lost him.
We lost him?
You know what? He's got the night wrong. All right.
Arnold?
Yeah, Arnold.
He called him as well.
I just missed it. I was down the hall.
We got on the air. Yeah. I think we got on the air check, Mark.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
That was maybe the most Clark Kent-esque.
We'll play it back for you. It was pretty funny. I mean, I don't want to say you missed the best part of the show or anything, but
well, I heard you talk to the president too, so I'm missing everything today.
Yeah, it's been a wild half an hour.
101 WRIM.